Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Curtis L. Jenkins, who's an author, award-winning project management professional, keynote speaker, Forbes contributor, and philanthropist. Curtis, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
You're welcome. I guess my first question would be, when do you sleep? You do all of this other stuff. Do you have any life? But I know that someone in your position with all of those accolades, you've got a wonderful support system. You've got project management tools. You know how to make sure everything gets done. So I'm excited to learn from you and about your brand new book. But before we get started, give us a little bit of your background and what your entrepreneurial journey has been like to this point in your career.
Certainly. So I started my career in IT, and I came to a crossroads several years ago. When I say several years ago, I'm talking about 20 years ago, that do I want a technical career or do I want to do more of a people career? And so I had a great mentor tell me, hey, you would be a great project manager. Now, at the time, I thought, OK, I'll try this thing out. But I didn't understand why that person recommended me until later on. And I realized I am a project manager. It is in me. I plan to the nth degree. And so I decided to move forward as a project manager for several years. And then I wanted to run companies. And I kept saying, nobody grows to run companies as a project manager. You typically have a CFO or a COO yeah. who grows into running companies. But I can be a projectpreneur. I can create my own company, be the CEO, and take it from there. And so my entrepreneurial journey started, I would say, in 2009, when I became a C2C or corp-to-corp relationship with Amtrak. And what happened was there were many people coming to me asking me for project management referrals. And I was given a referral, say, you know, $250 at a time. And somebody pulled my shoulder and said, hey, Curtis, you are giving all this great value away practically for free. Why don't you set up your own company to take on these people? And when they come through you, they are representing your company. So that's when I created CL Jenkins and Associates. And, you know, that was the start of my entrepreneurial journey. Where I would source project managers. And then I realized that, you know, project management is something that many people need. And then I gave my expertise to my friends. So here's what happened. Many of my friends were running their own businesses, but they kept coming to me saying that they were having these problems, that they needed cash, because they thought cash was the solver of their problems. And after allowing me to kind of go through forensically on what was going on, they didn't need more cash. They needed organization. And that's when the management consulting arm was born, because I was able to look at how their companies were behaving, how they were operating, and then help them organize. Because, look, I got big business experience. And I also did a stint with one of my mentors and good friends, Dave Eustace, who came up with Eustace and Associates. And that's how I patterned my name. And so working with him on how to break down a company and then put it back together, put in good operations, put in the right people. And so that started my journey and how I became a management consultant and able to help small businesses grow, you know, from where they are to seven and eight figures.
You know, I love it. And I think that you just hit the nail on the head with kind of like chapter one of your book is misdiagnosed problems, because someone might say, I've got a problem. I need more revenue because we need more hitting the bottom line. But in reality, a closer look, you've got enough revenue coming in. It's just going in 19 different directions, or your marketing plan might be good, but you're going in multiple directions and you're not focused. So I think that, you know, clarification of where you want to go, where you are now, how to get there most efficiently, boy, that does become like a project management organizational task. And I know for me, boy, when you can go, I've got to set up a new project and I go click and one button fills in the 13, 14 tasks that need to be done. And I go, okay, I'm going to assign this to do on this day, this to this assistant. I think that that should give like an aha to your clients when you can lay that out. And you know, I love the book titled Vision to Reality. It's like, boy, that all of a sudden is like the light bulb moment.
Yeah, it is a light bulb moment. And in addition to some of the things that you mentioned, they are living, I call it living payroll to payroll, right? So when they think they need more cash, what they're saying is, I'm struggling to pay my people moving, you know, payroll to payroll. One of the things that stood out for me, too, was cash collections. People have allowed their customers to just take their time paying. And so I helped them with measuring, hey, you need to make sure that you get paid when the job is done. And so cash flow, 82% of companies fail because they fail to recognize cash flow. And that's one of my components in my realization framework experience that I teach to help small business owners with organizing and keeping their business afloat, right? There are five major components. Starts off with visualize. Second one is evaluate. Third is calculate. Fourth is clarify. And the fifth is realize. And so if you don't mind, I'll go through each of those and explain them.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
So visualize starts off with working with the leader to create a compelling vision. Say, where are you going? You know, many big businesses, they come up with these major strategies. Well, so should small businesses. You should have a strategy on what it is that you want to achieve. So if it's a revenue goal, say, you know, you're somewhere around 1 million and you want to go to 5 million. What is that vision? What does it look like? What do you look like in that? What does your organization look like? How do you engage with your customers, your family, your community? What's that vision? And it's important to understand what that vision is. And because you're going to need people, business is a team sport, to help get you there. And that's what gets us to evaluate. You got to evaluate the business ecosystem that you currently have, the people that are around you. Are the ones that you currently have in your business ecosystem equipped to get you to this vision? Can they take on a role and provide the right level of support? If not, you got to map that gap, right? So what does the future organization look like that meets your vision? And then how do you map it back to the talent that you need? How does it map back to the types of people that you need? How does it map back to the types of customers you want to pursue? So that's where the evaluate component comes in. The third is the cash flow or calculate, which is calculate your cash flow. Many business owners that I meet do not engage with professional financial people. And so what that means is, they're just kind of doing what they used to do with managing their own pocketbooks. But in order for you to get cash, for example, you have to have books that tell a story that makes an investor or a banker want to give you money. You have to understand what your money is telling you, whether it's what's happened in the past with accounting or whether you do a forecasting and then you know, show a plan on what you're trying to hit from a financial milestone perspective and get there. And then the measures in between. So it is very, very important that you really spend some time as a business owner understanding that what you are doing is you're running a finance company that happens to sell a product or a service. If you're going to be successful as a business owner. The fourth component is clarify. And that's with, you know, that's where my sweet spot is around developing a plan. So now we have a plan and a budget and people associated with the vision with a set of goals. Now we need to come up with daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual activities that allow us to take that journey towards that vision and make adjustments along the way. And then one of the things in addition to planning is we go through some risk analysis. Now, some people like to use SWOT, for example, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. But I like to look at more of STEEP analysis, that's societal, technological, environmental, economic, or political, because these are major things that could happen that if you don't have an adjustment plan, you know, it could devastate you. Like, who knew we were going to have a pandemic? Nobody saw that coming, right? So, and now we are still reeling from it. And so now that you've had that experience, I talk to business owners now, start thinking about what would you do if you got sick, or if, you know, the government shut things down, or you say financing became available, or just what would you do in certain situations? And I like to do an exercise with a team to kind of go through those what if scenarios and to, you know, to drive some creative thinking. And then the last part is realize, which is made of two components. So I talked about these key measures, right? So financial measures, customer measures, employee measures, and sales measures are typical items I look at, so that you create a dashboard that allows you to have somebody keep your information up to date, so you know whether you're making money or losing money, or you have targets around, let's say, day sales outstanding. And if that goes beyond the number that you set, you know that you're not collecting money fast. Or days payable outstanding, you can find out if you're paying money out too fast. So those key measures are key. And then the second part to that is accountability. You have small business owners that don't have a board of advisors like a large company has a board of directors. And so if you want to behave and grow a business, stop working in the business and working on the business, you gotta start doing some things that the big companies do so that you organize yourselves for success. And that's the realization framework experience. That's the five steps. And that last set of steps with the measurements and the accountability is what keeps you from backsliding in bad habits, because you have somebody watching you.
Yes. Because you might be too close to the forest to see the trees.
That's right.
You need someone from the outside that is going, oh, hold up. Now you said you were going to execute this and do this and perform this. So I love that that framework. Let's roll into your book, Vision to Reality. I love the title, and I want to talk about the subtitle as well. So Vision to Reality gives me the impression that in order to achieve that reality, guess what? You need to have that vision. It starts with the vision. You can't just, you know, run and hope that you're running the right direction. You need to have the vision, which then means now I'm working toward it to make it a reality. So talk a little bit about the subtitle, Stop Working, Start Living, because certainly you can't mean to literally stop working, because work has to get done. So explain how that works.
Yeah. So, you know, I only got so much real estate on a book, right? So I don't want to say stop being a firefighter and always fighting fires.
Yeah.
So I said stop working, start living. And really what I'm saying is, if you are able to put in the right type of systems, get the right type of people, and organize yourself in the right way, you can have an extraordinary life. I've found that many of the business owners that I grew up with and the ones that I consult with thought that when they left their job, that they were going to be, they were going to have these lavish vacations and they were going to have a great time with life because their business was going to take care of them. And now, next thing you know, they're working 50, 60, 70, 80 hours just trying to keep the lights on. And
you may as well have a job.
Yeah, you do. You created another job.
Yeah.
And you can't hard work your way out of that. And so the idea is, listen to some of the principles that I have. So the book is laid out in three areas, right? And so it talks about what leads smart CEOs astray. And this is the mindset, right? That I'm trying to flip how you think about how you run your business. And a lot of it is you have to learn how to trust other people to help you. That's the biggest issue. Then the second part is about the framework that I've already explained. And then the third is how not to go back to that, because we have our biases, right? I have people that will tell me, hey, Curtis, that plan that we went through, it didn't work. And if you just say it like that, okay, let's talk about what happened and what didn't work. And I often find two things. One, it may not have gone in the straight line that you expected. And two, you gave up too easily. Yes. So I always ask, work on the plan at least a year before you want to scrap it. And you'll find that when you look back, you may be further than what you expected. You may not be as far as you expected, but you are definitely much different than when you were when you first started.
You know, I think that one piece of advice is just stellar. Of course, all of it that you've talked about is wonderful, but it reminds me of shiny object syndrome. You know, you start with something because you saw the, you know, Facebook ad or your friend told you about this program that they did. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, that looks good. You try it for a hot second, literally. And oh, that didn't work. Well, the problem is you didn't give it enough time to work. I was talking to this financial planner, and he says that he buys leads from a company. And I said, how's that working out for you? And he made a really profound statement. He goes, I don't know yet. I've only been using it for 6 months. And he goes, I don't evaluate things until after a year. So it's exactly what you just said. And he is making a huge point. He goes, you know what? I need to make sure that I'm going to give it the attention that it needs. And it's only been 6 months. So that's a huge takeaway that people need to realize.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you keep going, you'll see that hockey stick, right? Success compounds. You just got to
It's the 10,000, you know, call it the Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hour concept, right? I mean, it's like you got to give it enough time so that your, you know, your expertise starts showing through. You're going to actually find somebody out there that's going to, I'm just dialing my own message in, and that's just amazing. And so I just think that's spectacular. You've got so many neat takeaways and profound ways to look at things from your perspective. It's really, really unique. I would like to just ask Curtis, what's the best way that someone could reach out and connect with you and learn more, and then also pick up a copy of your book?
Certainly. So you can find me on my website at CLJASSOC.com. That's Curtis Leon Jenkins, CLJASSOC.com. If you want to work with me, if you want to connect with me, you can find me on LinkedIn as Curtis L. Jenkins. If you want me to be a keynote speaker, I'm with the NAL Speakers Bureau. Or you can email me at cjenkins@cljassoc.com. And more importantly, you can find my book at barnesandnoble.com or amazon.com. It is Vision to Reality, Stop Working, Start Living.
I love it. I highly recommend people pick this up. I like your approach, and I really appreciate you coming on the show today, Curtis. Thank you so much.
Mike, thanks for having me. Your show is such a great honor to be on. I mean, I've listened to some of your previous podcasts, so thank you for having me.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.